This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear about your scary surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Bonus points if there's photos or videos.
Send them. Zero bonus
send
points.
Send them on the Slacker Show Instagram.
Nope. Nope. Oh, God. So I have a buddy who sells medical devices.
Yeah. He's also my buddy.
He's not your buddy. You've glommed. You're a buddy stealer.
I've met him before.
Nobody really likes TX.
Like, yeah, let's keep this professional.
So he goes into surgeries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, for some reason, thinks I want to see what he sees. Like he does. Mm. He doesn't have a medical license.
Yeah.
But he still goes in because he knows how to like go in and like, oh, use the Knutten valve or whatever.
I know he does great work, but every time you talk about that, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, because if you're the guy getting operated on, it's like, when you wake up, it's like, yeah, I had a few of my friends over. I hope you don't mind. It's like, what? Yeah. There's like six different guys
around
in here.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think they do ask you before you go under.
Mm. Probably.
It's like, by the way, we're going to have some medical students up above.
Are you okay
like,
with that? Yeah.
Down. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh, I've totally, yeah.
You say you are okay?
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Always say no.
Why?
I don't know.
They have to learn.
I know, but I don't want to learn them on me.
It just feels like they're gonna. Well, they're asking you, and they're like, you're gonna be under, dude.
Yeah, you're unconscious.
Don't
know. It doesn't matter. But he is, like, there have been times where, like, this is why everyone should wear a helmet. He's like, there was a kid who didn't wear his helmet, got in a skiing accident, and he was in the room when they, like, they have to relieve the pressure in your head. And it's like, and they cut, like, the top of your head to relieve the pressure, and then his brain, like, came shooting out. I mean, that's an extreme example.
Yeah.
But I also, if
of
I
a scary surgery.
I don't want people talking about my surgery that way. Like, oh, when they cut
but I didn't
him
say
open,
the guy's
man,
name or anything, so no HIPAA laws.
A bunch of Culvers fell out of him.
Do you think they talk about your junk? Because there's a code. I forget what the code is.
Mm.
There's a code for certain anesthesia gives you like a little... and there's an actual code. The anesthesiologist and the nurses in the room will go, oh, he's got a espresso shot. It's something like that. It's like, oh, we got an espresso shot. And that it just means the dude is like getting a little.
Mm. I'm trying to Google it.
Because it can have like, oh my God, on the company Wi-Fi. I guess we're hiring for Aaron's position now.
I'm not seeing anything.
There is, I swear to God, nurses 303-222-5423. What's the code for somebody got a little like wing wing boing boing wing during because it can happen like the like whatever can make you
but what do they need to point it out what does it affect
well
because the
they're just like doctor just be careful
like just take my tonsils out
if you're doing
just,
like but if you're doing abdominal surgery you got to get that thing out of the
okay that
just
makes
tape
sense.
It down
yeah, so, yeah but then if you tape it down while it's up now you're yeah okay there's a news story out that says don't get surgery on a Friday
which I would think you'd kind of want to because you got Friday and then you have the weekend to kind of recover.
But I think I didn't read the story. I'm just going to go ahead and insert my opinion here. When we were looking to buy a Range Rover at one point, do you know anything about Range Rovers?
Yeah.
They're either great or they're terrible.
Yeah.
And the dealer was like, we can look up the VIN numbers. If it was made on a Monday or Wednesday, you're good. If it was made on a Friday, it's not. Because they're just in a hurry to get out of there.
Really?
So they're just like, woo, woo. Yeah, tight enough. And then it just, your Range Rover's not put together well.
Oh.
And maybe it's only the Wednesday ones are good because Monday they're all hungover. I don't remember. But like, I feel like it's the same with the surgery. They're just like, ah,
yeah,
I think I got most of it.
Well, they actually say that junior surgeons are more common on Fridays, and then that could contribute to worse outcomes because of limited experience.
They send in the B team.
Yeah.
The JV.
Is that the code for when he gets a little... We got a junior surgeon.
That might be the code. You're right. All right. So here's what we want. If you've had a scary surgery or if you're a doctor or a nurse and you can tell us about it without breaking HIPAA laws, but it's like, did you wake up in the middle of it? Did they do the wrong leg?
Ooh,
but
the other thing that my buddy said that happens a lot that they don't talk about, like the rubbing alcohol and stuff can pool kind of underneath you. And occasionally with the oxygen and different things in the room, can light on fire.
What? Wow.
There's... it's just, I know, it's just scary because it's like, you wouldn't think like fire is a thing that happens in the OR, but it can. Like, you can wake up on fire.
You wouldn't wake up.
I would have just skipped surgery.
If I knew I was going to have...
seems like I'm worse off.
If you've had a scary surgery, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call it.
It didn't happen to me, but my wife had a surgery.
Have you had any surgeries?
I had my wisdom teeth removed.
Okay.
That's the most.
And you went all the way in there for it?
I did. I remember they're like, count backwards from 10. I went 10, 9, and then I woke up.
Wow, they had me go from 100.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I think they said something. They're like, looking at your chart, we're going to have you start with 10. We don't think
you can. Let's have this guy start from 3. You know how to do it from there?
So, but my wife had a surgery, and so I signed up for the text updates for it. And they start off, they're like, your wife, AHAC, is doing great. She's looking lovely. She's wearing this. We put her on this magic, like, very, very detailed. And then it's like, we're taking her back to the surgery room now. And then like, we'll look for an update soon. And then the update is like, the patient has completed the procedure. Patient moved to new room.
Something has gone wrong.
The text just
changed. Dynamic.
Oh. They weren't flowery. They weren't descriptive. They weren't nice. It was just kind of like.
Something bad has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm knocking indoors.
I kind of did. I went back. I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we switched doctors. It was like a shift change. So we just have a different guy.
So you just got a less flowery person? Yeah.
Different person, man, in the text thing. And it was like, I flew in there. I was like, what's going on? Where did she move?
Tell me what happened to my wife. Why are you like all of a sudden using punctuation?
Yeah, why are you being coy? Why are you being vague about what you're doing?
Oh my God, that makes my heart sick.
They weren't. They said everything was fine. She
but later, like, no, if you're using flowery language, you got to stick with it. If you're all ellipses and emojis, you got to stick with it.
And then all of a sudden, be like, the patient has completed.
She is fine. Beep, bop, boop, bop.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have that.
Yeah, or all that or none of that. You can't be, you switch horses midstream. That's like, what aren't you telling me? I am with TIAC.
Okay, yeah.
Is she on fire in the OR?
I've had two hernia surgeries. Both of those were fine. And then wisdom teeth, I was awake for it. Like fully awake. It sounded terrible.
It's the shattering of the teeth in the back of your head. I woke up when they shattered
like,
it.
It was like tree trunks being ripped out of the ground. Just the
you can hear
what?
It.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it was so gross.
Yeah.
What I remember the most about my wisdom teeth is when we got home and then like 3 hours later, my mom was like, okay, time to take the cotton balls out. And I was like, the what?
Oh yeah, you didn't
and then
know.
She took out like 40 cotton balls.
Yeah, it's like a clown car.
Those were in there?
Yeah, it's like, wow. It's fully clown car. And you're like, how many cotton balls are in my head? All right. Well, if you've had a scary surgery, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your surgeries that went kind of haywire. Scary.
Yeah,
scary surgeries. Is that what we're doing?
We are.
Okay. Sorry, I blacked out for a while there. Brandy?
Yay.
Scary surgery. What happened to you?
So luckily I didn't wake up, but, I had my gallbladder out like 15 years ago and it turned out I got some information after the surgery that one of the people in the hospital was actually stealing the medication, whatever it is, to keep you out while you're under.
Shut up.
And it was like this whole thing. I kept in all of this like information about the lawsuit against them. And so I was basically in saline for part of my surgery theoretically because instead of the other medication.
So the nurse was somebody, somebody on the anesthesiologist team. That's a really hard word.
Yeah.
Is like one for you, two for me. One for you, two for me.
I guess.
Oh my
god. Yeah, it was like a whole thing. I got like paperwork and stuff for like years afterwards. They were like going after this person and all these people have been affected. Like I said, luckily I didn't wake up.
But you did. Oh my god. But you find out after the fact, because like it takes a lot to put me under.
Wow. Yeah. Same. It's a real thing.
It is a real, real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Should I know how long it takes to put
at
me
the
under?
Dentist, can they get you like if they're doing something on my bottom teeth now, they have to like shoot me in the neck.
Really?
They're like, because I have some sort of allergy to that. They're like, they can't get me
just
numb enough.
Being a ginger, you need more.
And I have ginger in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Shauna, sorry.
Yes. Speaking of ginger, I am a natural ginger.
Woo.
I was having a port put in for chemotherapy. They thought I was asleep. They went to go cut into me. I screamed in pain and out of reflex. My hand reached up and luckily grabbed his arm, not the scalpel. It took two more doses to get me completely under to where I couldn't feel.
Oh my gosh. I told you, it's a thing.
So they...
It is a natural thing.
Is there really not a way to know if you're under? Can't they like manage, like shoot your brain waves or something? Like put something on your head to go like, yeah, no, they're
or
actually
do, like,
out.
Or do like reflex things or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Or check their hair color.
That seems too obvious, T-Yak. Let's go. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. It's like, yes, is your last name Gaelic in any way? That's awful.
Green,
so,
actually.
Oh my God. Because if you wake up, it's terrible for you, and I'm not discounting that, and it's awful, and it's tragic, and it's scarring, and all that. But imagine being the doctor. Like, there's two doctors in there. It's like, you look at, hey, Tom, you got her out? Yeah, she's out. And like, he sticks his knife in you, and it's like, ah! Like, that's, right?
Yeah.
He's got to be scared.
I still feel more bad for Shauna.
Yeah, okay, a little. Thank you for calling, Shauna. Dude, that is, okay. Ooh. Amanda.
Yay.
Scary surgery, what's yours?
I was actually giving my tubes tied, so they put me under, and I was high as a kite on good medicine, so I didn't feel a thing, but
clearly
they...
brunette, huh?
Right, of course. And unfortunately, they weren't sure if I was supposed to get it, so they kept trying to wake me up and being like, hey, and I was supposed to be scheduled for a C-section originally, but I didn't have a C-section. I was able to have a natural birth. And so that's why they kept waking me up, because they were like, well, this patient was supposed to be a C-section patient and she's not.
So they weren't sure if they had the right person. So they bring you out of it. Like, hey, real quick.
Do you know why you're here? Can you inform us?
Oh my God, really?
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So I was able to wake up enough and I was like, yes, it's me. I was supposed to have a C-section, but
no, my God.
I'm going to say, even you wake me up, I'm not going to have the right answers.
Yeah, no, same.
Because like, even waking up from a good nap, I'm like, I don't know where the hell I'm at.
It's my right kneecap. Go for it.
Just take it off. I don't care. Jalen.
Hi.
Scary surgeries. What happened to you?
Hi. So I actually just had gotten my appendix bursted and I got rushed into surgery. They rushed me in, tried to put me under anesthesia, but I guess it didn't work the best that they thought it did, and I could feel them touching my insides the entire
time. Oh my God. But you had could you not tell them? Did you not have the way to like say, hey guys, that I feel that?
No, I couldn't wake up. I was completely still. It was like I
oh my God, that's a nightmare.
Me, but my eyes were closed.
What color hair do you have?
I have brown hair.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for the call. That is horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, that's man. Like that is a nightmare. That's the worst fear.
Do we just do a redhead day?
Yeah.
Do we just pick a day? It's like, redheads, what's wrong with you? And then just nothing but ginger calls. Bernadette.
Yay.
What was your scary surgery?
So I went in for just a routine colonoscopy. My son and his wife dropped me off. They were going to pick me back up. It was during COVID, so they couldn't go in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they get a call. You need to come in for your mom. You need to come into the office. They knew instantly something was wrong. I wake up, there's two EMTs, three doctors, two nurses waiting for me to come out of the surgery that I was just in. They tell me they cut me. I felt the worst pain. I've had it, my son, obviously. That was more pain than having my son.
What did they do?
I guess when he was going in, he seen that there was like an infection or something. And when he was coming back out, he forgot. so he cut me inside.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So my son dies up and they're loading me into an ambulance. They run in. I felt more bad for them because, I mean, I was in pain, but they gave me, you know, pretty good medicine. So
oh my
son
God.
Was freaking out. My daughter-in-law wouldn't go home. She stayed outside of the hospital because only he could go in. They thought
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bernadette. The whole entire city of Denver, you are now allowed to unclench your butt.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.